This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can find us all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. Send us emails, GolfUnfiltered@gmail.com. Hello to our friends over at the Hackers Paradise, and to those of you listening to this episode on the THP mobile app. And, of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf, playing their equipment all throughout the 2020 season. Again, love them. You guys know that. This week, we have a very interesting guest. We actually have two people on the podcast again. We love these multi-guest episodes. And today we have Dr. Stephen Krause. He is the president and COO of Functional Remedies and the Charles Schwab Cup winner, the most recent one. Just happened a couple weeks ago, folks. Scott McCarron is on the show, and he is a frequent user of the Functional Remedies products. And those are, interestingly enough, hemp oil, or otherwise known as CBD oil. Now, this is something that, you know, obviously has been very common in the news these days. You probably see CBD oil being sold many different places. And in professional golf, it's actually gaining in popularity across many different tours in professional golf. And I actually have used CBD oil. I continue to use it for many different reasons, one of which it helps with relaxation. It helps me sleep a little bit better. And in today's conversation, you're going to learn how Scott McCarron, again, we know who this guy is. He has played on both the PGA Tour. He's a stud over there on the Champions Tour. And he has been using CBD oil and the benefits of its use for 2 years now. And we go into all of that in the background in today's episode. So if you've ever questioned why people use it, if you're curious about whether or not it's going to help your game, we've got two folks here tonight, Dr. Stephen Krause as well as Scott McCarron, who are going to tell you all about the pros and cons. We actually touch on that a little bit as well, to using this product for your game. So sit back and relax. We'll be right back after a quick message, and we'll be speaking with Dr. Stephen Krause and Scott McCarron.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome on two guests today, Dr. Steve Krause, who's the president and COO of Functional Remedies, and the current Charles Schwab Cup champion, Scott McCarron, on the show today. Gentlemen, it's so nice to speak with both of you.
Well, thanks for having us on, Adam.
Thank you.
So, you know, obviously the topic of today is to talk a little bit about the benefits of using hemp oil, CBD oil. Listeners, you've heard all about this product. It's everywhere these days, it seems. But before we get into that, Dr. Steve, I want to turn to you first. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about what Functional Remedies is as a company and how long you've been associated with them?
You bet. Functional Remedies has been based here in Colorado the past 5 years, making our hemp oil products that contains the CBD along with the other cannabinoids and terpenes that are so important to help balance the body. But myself, I've been associated with the company for the past year now, and we're super excited about the growth, especially on the golf tour out there. We've got over 80 professional golfers taking our product along with thousands out there across America taking it. But since you asked, about Functional Remedies, one thing I think that's super important that people understand is that CBD by itself is just one molecule. CBD is an important molecule that helps with our wellness and our health, but there's so many other cannabinoids in the human body with the receptors in the brain the nervous system, our immunological system, our skin. And the thing that we do here at Functional Remedies that truly none of the other 1,000 CBD companies do, we naturally and organically extract that oil out of that full entire plant so that we capture, without destroying the cell membranes, we capture that oil that contains all of the cannabinoids, the terpenes and the phytonutrients, not just the CBD molecule. So it's very important, and I think it's one of the reasons why Scott has seen the results he's gotten.
You know, that's really interesting you mentioned that, Steve, because I know from personal experience, as a user of CBD oil myself, it is kind of scary to understand, all right, well, what are actually the pure products and what are the ones that aren't so pure? And Scott, as someone like yourself who's a high performer in your day-to-day, the sport that you play, I mean, I'd imagine that a lot of that thought went through your head before you decided to use it, right?
Well, no question. You know, when I started using it a couple of years ago, you know, it was the business. You didn't know what you were getting into. And I've always liked to say that Functional Remedies is basically the Titleist of the hemp oil. I mean, they grow it, they package it, they sell it. They take total control of everything. So I really feel that they are the best in the business of what they're doing. And, you know, that meant a lot to me when I first started taking it. And I got interested with this and introduced to it because my wife at the time was a triathlete, and that was starting to be big on the triathlon circles. People starting to use CBD for recovery and sleep. And so when she started taking it, really helped her sleep. She was taking medications, you know, all kinds of stuff just to get sleep, and then taking anti-inflammatories after races and, you know, all these stuff that really aren't that great for your body. And she was looking for something more natural, and the CBD oil really helped her.
And so you had mentioned you started using it a couple of years ago, primarily for sleep, as I understand. And I also understand that perhaps you use CBD oil, began to use it to help recover from workouts a little bit faster.
Well, absolutely. You know, I found it benefited a couple of things. And originally I started taking it, and I noticed my sleep was a lot better. And I noticed that because I actually wear a device on my wrist called Whoop, W-H-O-O-P, which tracks your HRV and tracks your sleep and strain all throughout the day. And when I was introduced to Functional Remedies, it was at right after the Allianz Championship in Boca at the start of the year, in the end of January, early February, 2 years ago. And I was playing for a couple of weeks and then was off for a couple of weeks and decided I'd try it in those off weeks, because you never want to try anything while you're playing. Mm-hmm. And I tried it on the off weeks, tracked my sleep, and my sleep on my Whoop device had never been better for a week straight. And it was so good that I sent it to a screenshot of it to the gentleman that had given me the Functional Remedies and said, okay, there's something to this, because I've never had this good of sleep for an entire week. You know, send me more. And so he did. And then we started talking and formed a great partnership. And I've been, you know, playing some great golf ever since. But that was the first thing I noticed was the sleep. And then I noticed that I felt better when I woke up. I wasn't as sore. I wasn't as tired. So the benefits for me for the CBD oil was huge. I mean, we play and travel, you know, 27, 28 weeks a year. And we're beating balls you know, a lot, you know, all that stuff that goes with everything being a professional golfer. And by the end of the year, you're worn out. And, you know, the end of last year, I finished second in the Schwab Cup, but I'd never felt better at it towards the end of a year than I did after taking Functional Remedies for an entire year. And once again, this year was the same. I mean, I felt good and strong all the way through the year, and was very fortunate to come out on top and win the 2019 Charles Schwab Championship Cup. For the whole season-long race, which was something that was a goal of mine. I don't think I could have done it without the help of Functional Remedies.
That is quite the testament to the product itself. And Dr. Steve, you heard what Scott just said. That's high praise for your product. And he mentioned that there was just something to it regarding the product. So, Dr. Steve, what is that thing that helps folks sleep better and perhaps even perform better?
You know, listening to Scott's story just gives me tingles, and it matches up with the science behind it. And that's really what we are as a company. Not only are we a scientific company, but it's all organic and all natural. the problem with so many different products out there is that someone doesn't know, are there heavy metals? Are there contaminants? They don't even know where their plant was necessarily grown, some of these companies. Other ones simply put a marketing label on some oil that they bought from some farmer, not having any traceability back. So one thing, so here's what makes it different, to answer your question. Mm-hmm. We take quality very seriously. So our company is vertically integrated. And what that means is we own our seed. We hand plant our seed. We hand weed everything. It's all organic. We don't put any pesticides, any chemicals anywhere in our crop. And we grow this thing with our farmers out in the field. And when we bring it in, you know, we treat it like it's the goddess of Mother Nature, because what's in this plant is all natural phytonutrients. But here's what it really comes down to. Our chief science officer, Tim Gordon, has been working on the natural breeding of this product for over 25 years. So you know what that means? That means he started when it was illegal,
right?
Way back at decades ago. But what that also means is we've got the right genetics to have all the right balance of the various cannabinoids in the plant. And then the second part of this is, now that you've got the right plant, you've grown it in a natural organic fashion, well, now it's how do you get the oil out of that plant? And this is also a proprietary process that we here at Functional Remedies have. And what we do, it's called lipid infusion. So I just want to share this with you. Coconut oil is a natural binding molecule that is easy for cannabinoids to grab onto and hang onto. And this lipid molecule is easily absorbed into the body, whether you decide to do it topically with a roll-on, whether you decide to do it with a tincture, you know, droplets, or whether you take it with a capsule. So we use this organic coconut oil, and then we cook it just with that oil, water, and our raw hemp plant that is so rich in these phytonutrients. And then we manually hand press this oil. So just imagine a team of extractors with a big apple press squeezing the hemp material down after it's been cooked to squeeze out that oil. And we take that out, and then we put that into the proper form, whether it's our capsule line, the tincture line, and we do 11 different tests from our soil to make sure there's no contaminants or microbes in the soil. We test our raw material to make sure that there is no pesticide that was blown from miles away. Mm-hmm. And then we test all of our organic coconut oil and other products, and then we test to make sure that the THC is less than 0.3%. And then we have a third-party testing at the end to make sure that it's all pure, no contaminants. And so we invest a lot. It's not just, you know, what I'm going to call a bunch of hippie farmers out there growing some hemp and somehow turning it into a product. I mean, we take science and quality very serious so that we can give the most pure product to our end users, and so they can get the results like Scott and his wife have received.
It sounds like there's a ton of science packed behind this, but you know, just to take a step back, guys, I mean, obviously when listeners hear this and they hear CBD or they hear hemp, they're probably thinking marijuana, they're thinking weed. And Scott, you know, obviously everyone's very much aware of the drug policies for the Senior Tour as well as the PGA Tour. Surely that had to go through your mind as well before trying it.
Well, you know, it certainly did. And I think that's why it's, you know, taken a little bit of time for guys on the PGA Tour to start using it, because, you know, they are drug tested out there. But there's nothing in Functional Remedies with the levels that would give a positive test. Mm-hmm. The levels are higher on the PGA Tour, you know, what WADA does for the Olympics. So there's no way you could have a positive test for marijuana by taking Functional Remedies. But having said that, taking some of these other companies, you don't know what's in it. And as Dr. Steven was just telling you, That is why they are the titleist of the CBD oil. You heard how they go through the process. We're not talking, this is not the vulva golf ball of the hemp oil. This is the titleist of the hemp oil. These guys are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And so that's why I felt very comfortable taking this, knowing that, you know, there's no way, if I was to drop down and play a PGA Tour event, which I, you know, did a couple years ago playing the Players Championship, I don't have to worry about having a positive test for marijuana.
Now, on the course, using the product, Scott, obviously we see guys these days. I mean, Phil Mickelson's got the dropper. You know, we hear stories about Tiger Woods chewing the gum. Have you been noticing that some of your colleagues on the tour also using CBD?
You know, I have, actually. You know, we've got, you know, on our PGA Tour champions, I bet there's 50, 60 guys using CBD oil in some form or another, whether it's for sleep or whether it's to feel calm before you play. For the last 2 years, I've mostly taken it at night in the pill form for sleep. But every once in a while, when I'm a little anxious, I will take a little dropper before I play. And I do notice that I feel very calm. I'm not tired. I just feel a little more at ease when I'm playing. So, I mean, for, you know, the normal guy going out there playing in his club championship or whatever it may be, if he were to take a little dropper before he plays, he might feel a little more calm. And this is honestly one of the things that is hurting golf is so many golfers, when they play, they can't play unless they drink.
Mm-hmm.
They're drinking out on the golf course, and we've proven that drinking on the golf course too much does not help your golf game. But this is something that you could actually take, just a little dropper, that will help your golf game. You don't have to drink to feel calm. And I think this will actually could help a lot of people from actually drinking on the golf course when they're playing.
That's actually a really good point. And I know that a lot of listeners to this, you know, if we're honest with everybody, you know, probably can relate to that. They go out, they play with their buddies, probably have a few beers or so, and then they're like, oh, my golf game is just completely gone to trash now. But you're mentioning that, you know, in your experience using the product, like what is offered at Functional Remedies, you saw immediate results, if I'm understanding you correctly.
I really did. And I think this is something that the average guy, whether he's going out there playing, wants to play a little better, should certainly look into. You know, we all know, hey, after that first beer or half a beer, you might play a little better, but to keep that same half beer buzz going for five or six hours is very difficult. And that's why people overdo it. So if you want to do something that, you know, just makes you feel a little more calmer on the first tee, a little bit of the dropper like Phil Mickelson does, like I've done, like so many guys on the PGA Tour Champions have done, might be the help. And so I think Functional Remedies is one of the first places these guys should look.
Now, Dr. Steve, we're talking a little bit about the use of the product on the course. And, you know, obviously, you don't want to take a ton of it before you tee off. But what is the recommended? Is it just a couple drops to go through? Or how does that work for the golfer that may be hearing this and is interested in trying it for the first time?
So there are different concentrations in various products. So, for example, the tincture, you'll see on most bottles, it'll say 1,000 milligram or 500 milligram. Now, that doesn't mean there's 1,000 milligrams in one droplet. That's what's in that bottle. So you're really getting a pretty small dose for a droplet or two, and that's normally the recommended dosage is one or two droplets, and that'll do the trick for the average person. But we all need to remember that each one of us listening and on this call, we all have an endocannabinoid system in our body. A lot of people don't know it, but in every medical physiology textbook, there's an entire chapter on the endocannabinoid system. And so your body has receptors for these exact cannabinoids, and our body actually produces cannabinoids, but nobody would talk about it because these cannabinoids are in both hemp and, you know, the marijuana plant. So mm-hmm. therefore, it was kind of studied and everybody moved on. So the dosage recommendations, unfortunately, at this time is one of uniqueness to each individual, like your own fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
There is not enough research out there to say this person should take this because due to stress in life, due to whether it's physical, mental stress, whether it's anxiety from making the $1 million putt, there's there's a different amount of cannabinoids in each of our body. And so some people need more, some people need less. So my simple recommendation is simply start with a low dose, try that a couple of times. If you didn't notice a difference, then you just increase the dosage to see what's right for your body.
Hmm. Yep.
And Scott, is that kind of the same process?
That's exactly what I did. I mean, I started trying the dropper during a pro-am, see how I feel. Just do a half a dropper, see how you feel. Then a whole dropper, and then I felt like, you know, the whole dropper basically was where I felt pretty calm and felt good, and that's where I stopped. So it's just one of those things that you have to kind of find what your tolerance is and where you want to be, and that's where it is. There's really no recommendation, just like Dr. Steven said.
And listeners, you can go out to functionalremedies.com and you can read up on all these things that we're talking about right now, including everything that Dr. Steve just mentioned about your body, the natural elements, what your body already produces. And Dr. Steve, you know, obviously listeners are going to be hearing this. Some of them may be saying, you know what, I want to give this a try. I've got some soreness. I have stress on the golf course. You know, personally speaking, I use CBD oil to help with stress and anxiety, and it really calms me down. Is this something, for example, in my case, I do this with the help of a doctor, my medical doctor. Is this something that's recommended to work with your physician to say, hey, this is something I want to try?
It certainly is if you're taking other significant other medications, or let's say you're already taking an antidepressant or something of that nature. But I hate to say this, but most physicians and healthcare providers out there, this is so new to them. They don't have a lot of experience with it either. You know, the CBD market has, you know, hit out there for the last handful of years, and now it's kind of overtaking America. Right now, the latest data shows that 7% of all Americans are actively taking CBD, and obviously higher percentages from those who've tried it. So, again, the standard answer is consult your healthcare provider. But I'm also cautioning your listeners that your healthcare provider may not know that much. So they're going to do the same thing. They're going to go to various websites. You know, if you go to WebMD, for example, even WebMD says it does help with anxiety, pain, inflammation, but more research is needed. There's currently 160 different studies being conducted by the National Institute of registered with NIH, mm-hmm. out there, controlled studies. So this is going to help with the dosage questions you have. And again, I'm just going to have to say, unfortunately, you know, you're going to have to try it yourself. But I will say this. Nobody's ever OD'd on CBD.
True.
And I've never heard of one side effect from CBD. So of the tens of thousands of users, and we have lots of feedback from our users giving us feedback, I've not heard of one side effect. So when you make, you know, a synthetic drug in a petri dish from Big Pharma, there's a side effect to everything. Watching all these TV commercials, half of the 60-second commercials, 30 seconds of side effects. The reason why commercials for CBD coming out are only going to be 30 seconds, because there's no side effects to mention at this point. Mm-hmm. So, again, that doesn't mean go chug a whole bottle. But what it means is, you know, for the last 5 years where it's been legal in a number of states, the side effects are really extremely minimal.
And obviously that's an important thing to keep in mind, not only if you're a professional athlete, Scott, like you are, but also for anybody who wants to use this product to better their game. But it's, speaking of which, one of the things, as I understand it, because I'm certainly not to that level, but you are, Scott, that comes along with being a professional athlete, our professional athlete, injuries. So you have certainly suffered injuries throughout your career. You've had a shoulder injury, of course, that many people will remember, as well as a few others. My understanding is that functional remedies, CBD oil, can also assist with inflammation. Have you noticed this with your lingering injuries, perhaps, if you have any, or aches and pains that you would normally experience on the course?
Well, certainly. And I actually had an elbow injury. I had an elbow surgery, not shoulder.
Sure.
But I have noticed that when I wake up in the morning, I'm not as sore. And, you know, and the reason why is because inflammatory response. when I play and meeting balls, I don't feel as sore after it. If I do happen to have anything that's a sore, any of my joints, my elbows, my wrists, I'll take the roll-on and the functional remedies roll-on and just roll that on wherever that's sore, and I'll be darned by the next day it's not as hurting. So, I mean, I give functional remedies, the roll-on, the pills, and the liquid form to almost all my pro-am playing partners when I play in pro-am. So that's been a great thing that Functional Remedies and I have been doing this last year. And I get so many guys saying, I can't believe how much this has helped me sleep, how I feel better, I don't have any aches and pains. I'm getting it every single time I give it out to somebody. They're buying more and like the product. So there's no question that it is definitely helping with my inflammatory response and making me feel better during the day.
That's fantastic. And listeners, once again, we are speaking to Dr. Steve Kraus, President and COO of Functional Remedies, and then, of course, Scott McCarron, your current Charles Schwab Cup champion. And guys, thanks so much for coming on today to talk a little bit about Functional Remedies, the benefits of using hemp oil or CBD oil. And to one more question for the both of you. It's the same question, and Dr. Steve, we'll start with you. If there was one key takeaway, not to put you on the spot, but one key takeaway to leave our listeners with, who may be on the fence whether or not to try CBD oil, what would be that one key takeaway?
Research the product that you're going to put inside your body. Take the time to know that you're getting a pure and a full spectrum hemp oil that's going to make the impact you're looking for. So just do your research, and it doesn't take much. Invest the 15 to 20 minutes, read about, and go with somebody you trust.
That's good advice. And Scott, same question to you. One key takeaway for the golfer out there who's thinking about trying CBD oil but is on the fence.
Well, if you're going to go with any CBD oil, go with the company that's the Titleist of CBD, the one you can't trust, and the one that so many guys in the PGA Tour champions, over 55, 60 players, are using Functional Remedies. Go with that, because we've already done the research. We've done our homework. It is working for us, and go with Functional Remedies.
That's fantastic, guys. And once again, listeners, you can go out to functionalremedies.com. You can learn up all about all the products that we were talking about today. Dr. Steve, Scott, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Hopefully we can do this again in the future.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Adam and Scott. Thank you. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Dr. Steve. Appreciate it.